Okay. Good afternoon. I'm just thankful that we're able to come back together again this week. And I greet each and every one of you on this beautiful Friday afternoon. And I'm thankful that we're able to join in for a word of inspiration and prayer. And I'm so thankful that you decided to join in. You could have been doing something else. But we're going to continue in our series of fasting, this series in fasting. I just want to share with you a few pointers on fasting and that I pray that will aid you whenever you fast. But just before we do that, you know, I like to pray over the word. So Father, we give you praise and we honor you. We thank you for this day that you given us to see. We thank you for covering us. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you, oh God, for keeping us yet another week, allowing us to come together as a family, God, and to learn of your word, oh God, and to know what your desires are for us. And so, God, today I ask that you will use me in the name of Jesus to teach on fasting and how important fasting is. Father, I pray that you will speak through me in Jesus' name, and that not only you speak through me, but those who are listening, that they will receive what it is that you are teaching us, and so that we can grow in you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So we're going to go and we're going to continue our series on fasting. Why do we fast? We fast to seek and submit to God's will. That's the reason why we fast. Our spiritual need for God is far more fundamental than our physical need for food and water. And in fasting, what we are saying is that that we are willing to let go so that God can speak to us, so that God can direct us. And what I want to do, I want to continue this series on today and just share a few pointers or reminders that I believe will be helpful for you. And these are vital reminders, are not only to encourage you, but also to help you with this process of fasting. Now, if anyone is like me during your fast, you may have or may well have thoughts of quitting. I don't know if anybody ever have fasted and you're like, "Ooh, I can't do this. I've struggled." And that happens, but it crosses our mind, but it doesn't mean that we have to give up. You even most likely felt so bad that you you didn't have the desire or maybe even the energy to pray. You may have even struggled with other opinions of your fast because you told someone that you were fasting. And so people are talking and saying, "Why are you fasting?" And that stuff doesn't work. But I want to encourage you to continue to fast. And you may even struggle with others' opinions, like I said, but I want to encourage you to keep pressing no matter what. Even if you are struggling, I want to encourage you to keep pressing. When we fast, we're going to struggle. We're going to struggle with one or two of things. And one of the things that we struggle with is just ourselves a lot of times. The other thing that we struggle with is with other people's opinions. And what I want to encourage you is just to keep pressing. Keep pressing no matter what. But I want to share with you a few pointers that I think that may help you. And one point is, if you mess up, get up and keep going. If you mess up, get up and keep going. What do I mean by if you mess up? Did you eat something that you weren't going to, or that you said that you were not going to eat? Did you drink that cup of coffee that you said that you was going to fast from? Don't beat yourself up. Just get up and keep going. I'm going to say it again. If you did something, if you ate something, if you drank something, you're like, "Oh my goodness, I just messed up my whole fast." Don't beat yourself up. Just keep going. Keep going. Don't quit. Don't allow the enemy to discourage you. You can start fresh and leave the condemnation behind you. Don't say, "Well, you know what? I just need to end it." No, do not end it. Get up and continue on, but don't start counting a day. Just what am I trying to say? Just do one day at a time. One day at a time. That there is no reason why you have to say, I need to give up. Just pick yourself up and keep moving. I remember when I used to run track back in the day, and I ran, one of the races I ran was a 4x100. And in the 4x100, I was the last leg. Being the last leg, I would, the person just before me, they would have to pass the baton to me, and I would have to catch the baton. If I dropped that baton, what did it do? It slowed me down because I had to lean down and pick it up and then run. But I didn't stop. I didn't quit because I dropped the baton. It may have slowed me down, but it did not mean that I needed to quit. And I share this with you was because you may drop your baton, in so many words. You may not, you may drink that cup of coffee that you said that you weren't going to drink, or you may do something that you said that you weren't going to do. But if you do, that's okay. Pick it up and keep going. Pick up that fast and keep going. The next thing I want to encourage you to do is don't let others be your Holy Spirit. Don't let others be your Holy Spirit. What do I mean by don't let others be your Holy Spirit? Don't let others be your fasting police. Don't let their expectations, approval or disapproval determine what you do or don't abstain from during your fast. Your fast is between you and God. You got that? Your fast is between you and God. Fasting is not a legalistic effort. It's something between you and God. We fast to please God. We don't fast to please others, and not even ourselves. Let the Holy Spirit of God guide you in what to abstain from, whether you are doing a full fast, and usually a full fast is liquid only, or a partial fast, such as a Daniel fast. Whatever kind of fast that you're doing, let God lead you. Ask God to lead you on what to drink and fast from. You ask God, let him direct you. The word says in all of our ways, if we acknowledge him, that he will direct our path. Allow him to guide you and tell you what you need to eliminate. Don't let other people do it. Okay. I just want to encourage you encourage that to you. The choice of what you abstain from can only be made between you and God. And if we're not careful, the fast itself becomes our focus and not God. And I can say this for myself. There have been times in the past when I was so focused on what I was drinking or not drinking that I was basically putting my confidence in the fast itself and not in God. And I was so preoccupied with the menu that I missed the most important part, and that was God. So let us not forget to make sure that God is in our fast, okay? The next thing I want to remind you of is combine fasting with prayer and the word of God. Combine fasting with prayer and the word of God. And let me just say this. Without combining prayer and the word of God to your fast becomes a diet. It's not a fast. It's just a diet. So make sure that food consumption or lack thereof isn't taking precedence over your conversation with God. When you skip a meal in order to fast, spend that time in prayer. Make time for reading God's word and internalizing what he is saying. Don't just sit in front of the TV. But spend quality time with the Father. I think of some scriptures, Job 23:12. Job 23:12 says, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. I love that right there. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So when you're fasting, make sure that you keep your ears to the lips of God and hear what he is saying and treasure the things that he is telling you during your fast. And then in Jeremiah, the 15th chapter in verse 16 says, when your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight. We want to feast on the word of God. While we're fasting, we should ask God, what is it that you want to speak to me about? We should study his word. We should spend time in prayer and not only asking things from God, but hear from God. Just sit still and just allow the Spirit to speak to you. And then when you fast, don't expect all results to be immediate. Sometimes you're fasting to hear from God about certain things, but let me just say this. Sometimes you're not going to get an immediate result. Sometimes you're going to have to sit and wait. But don't be discouraged if you haven't experienced immediate results. There are some immediate results, such as discovering what bottom line desires you have controlling you. But sometimes you've got to wait, and don't be discouraged because you have to wait. Think about when you are investing into something. You take the time and you invest. And as you invest, it takes time for that investment to grow. The same thing is spiritually. When we are investing ourselves in fasting, sometimes it takes time for us to hear from God and get the results. So remember that victory often comes after the fast. Victory often comes after the fast. So you may not hear anything, or you may not feel the victory while you're fasting, but know that if you continue, know that victory often comes after the fast. And then I want to share with you, don't judge your results based on how you feel. Don't judge your results based on how you feel. Generally, the first few days of your fast might be a little rough. If we're honest with ourselves, when we haven't fasted for a while and we're saying, okay, I'm going to do a 3-day fast. Now, if it's a 1-day fast, even that 1-day fast can be pretty rough. But if you're doing like a whole week's fast, I have done those quite often. And the first couple of days can be kind of rough. And you can feel like, oh, goodness, I can't make it. And then you might start going through headaches because you're so used to having your coffee. So you have to go through these withdrawals for the caffeine. I want to encourage you, don't judge your results based on how you feel. Keep pressing. Just keep doing what you have to do. Yes, you may get headaches, especially if you're fasting for a period of time, but drink plenty of water. Drink plenty of water. Some of you may go through a full fast. Some of you may only do a partial fast. Whatever kind of fast that you're doing, press through it. I just want to encourage you to press through it. Your body will go through certain withdrawals, but you can still press through it. And then finally, I want to share with you, when you fast, expect resistance. When you fast, expect resistance. Expect it, be prepared. The enemy will try to send things that will get you discouraged and to get you to stop. He'll try to get you focused on how you feel, or how or what's going on around you, or that you're weak and that you just can't do it. I want to encourage you to expect or to force yourself through it, push yourself through it. He's going to try to discourage you. But don't be surprised when spiritual forces or darkness go on offensive because of your fast. Fasting sets spiritual forces in motion. Think about Daniel. Daniel went on a 21-day fast, and according to the Bible, in the 10th chapter of Daniel, at that time, the scripture says, I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. I ate no choice food. No meat or wine touched my lips, and I used no lotions at all until the three weeks were done. An angel was sent in response to Daniel's fasting and prayer, and he spoke an incredible word to Daniel, and God heard his prayer. God heard Daniel's prayer. And I want to encourage you just to keep pressing. The enemy may come and distract you, but know that God hears your prayer. He sees what you're doing. And sometimes your response or his response may be delayed. But I like what T.D. Jakes said. It's not being denied. So just keep pressing, because even with Daniel, God even told Daniel, I heard your prayer, but the enemy was fighting in the heavens from trying to get your prayer answers to you. So I just want to encourage you that even you may be praying about something, you're fasting about something, press through. You're going to be attacked. There's going to be attacks coming your way, but no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. But I want to encourage you to press through the attacks. These are the points I want to share with you concerning fasting. I hope that they were helpful pointers for you. I pray that you receive them and that they were an encouragement to you as we study on fasting. But we're going to go right now and we're going to prepare our hearts and our minds for prayer at this time. Again, I am just thankful that we are able to come together, not only to share the word and to encourage, but also to pray. And I am thankful for the power of prayer. So let us transition into prayer at this time as we go before God and as we seek his face and as we go before him and have a conversation with him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father God, once again, we welcome your spirit. We welcome your grace and your mercies. We welcome your love, God. We welcome you on today. We welcome you, God, even on this phone line. And we worship you, oh God, because of who you are. You are holy and you are all sufficient and you are all knowing and you are all powerful. And Father, today we just want to say thank you and we honor you for being Abba, Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we honor you for being the true and the living God, the God of the universe, the captain of our souls, God. God, we say thank you. You have been so amazing to us, and we say thank you. We glorify you because you are God and you are righteous and you are our source. And we just want to give you all praise on today. Father, we ask for forgiveness of sins. God, if there's anything that's not like you, anything that has attached itself to us that you told us to let go of, Father, forgive us. Father, if we have said some things, if we have done some things that was not pleasing before you, forgive us and wash us and make us new, Father, because we want to come before you on today with a pure heart, with a clean heart, God. Renew in us the right spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you will pour out your blessings upon your people on today, oh God, as we seek you, oh God, as we seek you, oh God, as we honor you. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will open up new doors and that those who are on this line and who are attached to this call, oh God, that are venturing out, oh God, in this new year, oh God, I pray that you will open up new doors, oh God, and that you will even close the doors that need to be closed, oh God. Father, I pray, oh God, that you will touch and that you will renew and that you will revive in the name of Jesus. I pray for those, oh God, who are trying to put fasting into their lives, oh God, that you will strengthen them and that you will remind them, oh God, that as they are fasting, oh God, remind them to have a conversation with you. Remind them, oh God, to study your word, because without those two, oh God, it's just like them having a diet and not fasting. So Father, I pray that you will strengthen them as they are fasting and that you will give them guidance and that you will lead them, oh God. God, as they're seeking you and putting you first, oh God, as they're putting down their plates, oh God, as they're stop doing certain things, oh God, as they're putting it before you. Father, I pray, oh God, that you will direct their path as they have their ears to you, oh God, to your lips. Speak to them and direct them, oh God. Let them hear what they need to hear, God. This is my prayer. God, there are so many petitions that are before you, oh God, and you know every petition, God, those silent prayers, Father. I pray that you will even hear them, oh God, and that you will I answer the prayers, oh God, the cries that are out before you, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, before I put any other request in, Father, I pray right now, oh God, that you will just do what you do best, oh God, that you will do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that we can ever ask or think, God. I pray, God, that your children will keep confessing and believing in faith, oh God, that they are strong in you, oh God, that they will confess, I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. God, I pray that they will declare your word and remind themselves, oh God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. God, I pray that they will remind themselves of your word, oh God, that you are the God of many chances and that you are the God that will never leave them nor forsake them, that you are the God, oh God, that will supply every one of their need, that you are the God that can heal, deliver, and set free, that you are the God that keeps our minds as we keep our minds on you, that you are the God that can do all things but fail. God, I thank you. I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the one that heals, oh God. We thank you for touching the lives and the bodies of your people, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen your people, your sons and daughters, oh God. This is my prayer, God. I pray, oh God, for your people's mind, oh God. I pray against distractions, God. Thank you, God. So many of our lives are full of distractions that divide our attention away from you, oh God, and we are disconnected by you. So, Father, I pray, God, that distractions, oh God, would no longer be distractions which tend to prevent us from meditating on your word, that distractions, oh God, which has a tendency to prevent us from seeking your face, God, distraction that gets us off focus. Father, help us to fix our focus on you no matter what we see with our natural eyes. Father, on today, I pray against distractions, oh God, on the lives of your people, oh God, that may be infecting their spiritual walk, God. Help us to press our way through all distractions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we look unto you, Father. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus that there will no longer allow the distractions of the lives to lose communion with you, oh God, that your sons and daughters would not allow their distractions of life, of their life, lose communion with you. God, forgive any one of us on this line, oh God, that may have allowed any type of distraction to get us off track from seeking you and from staying connected to you, from studying your word, oh God, from spending time in prayer and having a conversation with you. Distractions are what the enemy uses to get us not to focus on you. But Father, we say thank you and we honor you on today. God, we pray, oh God, that you will just strengthen us and that you will protect us, that you will be with us. God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for all that you have done. Father, I pray for the homeless on today. I pray for those who are in need right now, oh God. I pray that you will supply their need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for even the working homeless, Father. So many who are working, but they can't afford, oh God, they cannot afford to get an apartment or to buy a home, so they're living in their cars. God, I pray, oh God, that you will open up the windows of heaven, oh God, and pour out a blessing upon them, Father. Father, I pray for those who are in need, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you will supply all of their need, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, help us, oh God, to be willing to help others, Father, in the name of Jesus, who are in need, oh God. God, you have blessed many of us, and we say thank you. Help us to be a blessing to someone else, Father. Help us to say yes to a need, Father. This is my prayer, God. My prayer is not just for us, but may we be helpers to one another, Father. Use us, Father, in the name of Jesus to give an encouraging word, oh God. Use us, oh God, to give that encouraging word to someone, to be a financial blessing to someone if we can. Father, this is my prayer. Some may not be able to do financially, God, but we can pray for someone, God. We can uplift them, Father. We can give them an encouraging word, Father. That alone will be so much, God. We can embrace them, Father. That hug, oh God, can help them, oh God, to push on. Father, I come against suicidal thoughts right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now, God, that you will keep everybody's mind, oh God, that you will protect their minds, that you will shield them, Father, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over their minds right now. Now, Father, I thank you for Pierce Insurance. I thank you for allowing us to come together yet another Friday, God, be able to, oh God, to hear of your word and to learn of your statutes and to have a conversation with you. Thank you, God. We don't take this for granted, and we give you all praise. This is my prayer, oh God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.